I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Okay, this story, it's hard to tell when this story happened. Kevin said that this happened back in March, but I just saw it on CNN this morning. But it's a video that went viral of firefighters for Cal Fire rescuing a cat from a fire.
Oh, that's so cute.
Text in the word, is it kitty?
Yep.
K-I-T-T-Y. K-I-T-T-Y right now to 916-909-1065 to watch this video, because it is harrowing. It is a little bit scary.
Oh.
And overall, it's adorable because just know that the cat's okay.
Okay.
Are you watching it?
I pulled it up. I have to get through an ad first.
Oh, of course.
So,
but I got to tell you, watching what CPR on a cat looks like
is so cute.
And it's making me realize, guys, we practically give our pet cats CPR every day.
What do you mean?
The way you give a cat a CPR, according to the firefighters on Cal Fire, is to pet it really hard when it's laying on its side.
Oh, I'm seeing it.
And then you pick up its little adorable face and you put its mouth on your mouth and you blow into it. And I don't blow into my cat's faces.
But you're kissing their...
But everything else I'm doing.
Yeah.
And there's like, just watching that, it's like, oh my God. So CPR is just how we pet our cats. Are you watching it?
I am. Oh my God. There's so many. They're like,
four.
They're saving so many cats.
And they were all over it.
And they all lived?
Don't ask the hard questions. Focus on the gray one. I'm not saying that they didn't. I'm saying I don't know.
Okay. Right.
But let's just focus on the gray one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Well, then maybe that makes me think we're being too rough with our cats.
Too rough? What?
Well, this is coming from the girl who tells people to kiss their cats on the mouth.
I do kiss your cat on the mouth. But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, I don't want to be messing with their insides.
Well, maybe don't push so hard.
Okay.
But basically, go through the motions, you know?
Yeah.
It's... If you don't have a pet cat, I can't explain it other than cuteness aggression grips the brain in a way that you can't control it. And it's not like a dog. You can get cuteness aggression with a dog, but dogs are sturdier.
Yeah, and they're kind of getting cuteness aggression back at you.
Yeah,
and doing stuff.
Yeah. They don't go ragdoll on you like a cat does.
Right.
Cat's self-defense mechanism is to go limp until they don't.
Kevin, have you ever had a cat?
No, I'm definitely allergic, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But can you picture a cat?
Yes, I love cats.
Can you picture being a little too rough with a cat when you love it too much?
Yeah, I feel like their bones are so soft.
You can feel
when
their bones.
When I picked up a cat, they just slumped down.
That's
like
their thing.
Like a slinky.
Yes, that's their thing. Yeah, you feel the whole weight just go limp.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
It's like, oh my God, what if I hug you too hard and I break your bones?
It's like holding a newborn.
Yeah.
That's like what...
Fuck yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, and listen, I know, I've seen the billboards. Don't shake your babies. But if you want to shake your cat just a little bit.
When you hold them by the hand, you could like swing them like
this.
It's
that's
so easy.
Fun.
That one's really fun. Like a pendulum swing.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yes. And one thing that I learned recently too is that if you have indoor cats, you're supposed to go up to them and firmly pat them on the butt.
Oh, why?
God,
it stimulates their nervous system, which they don't get a nervous...
And they love it, Kevin.
They
when
love
you do
it!
That, they love it. They stick their little butts
they
up
They stick
more.
Their butt up. And
really?
Yes, and I thought I was doing this because there's a cat that I love and I want to hit it. I can't explain it. I know how it sounds.
Yeah.
But I want to hit it. Now I'm being told I can. Not hit, but pat firmly.
Yeah.
And I'm doing and I'm doing it for the cat's benefit, and the cat is loving it. That nervous system is getting stimulated.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Unnecessary CPR might be in my cat's future today. Like, that's all I'm saying. I might come home.
Like, you are like, okay, let's play fire. Yep. Let's play fireman.
I'm going to walk in. I'm going to see Pip sitting in his sunny spot, and I'm going to go, guess what today is?
Oh, no.
The day I save your life.
We're going to practice some mouth-to-mouth.
And Pip's like, I'm very much alive. No, you're not.
Not as much as you could be.
Right.
Not as much as you could be. So anyway, though, if you have a cat, watch that video. Text in 916-909-1065 the word kitty to see that amazing video.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.